Welcome to the Book District Podcast, Ideas That Make an Impact. I'm your host, Jeremy Jones. Now come to our community and join us with aspiring authors and entrepreneurs at www.thebookdistrict.com. Now let's get to today's show.
Hey everyone, welcome back. This is Jeremy Jones with the Book District Podcast, Ideas That Make an Impact. And today we're joined by Karen Sands, who has a new book, The Greatness Challenge. Hey Karen, how are you?
Very good. Glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm excited to go through this with you here today. Just so everyone can get to know you a little bit, would you mind sharing a little bit about your background and how you got to what you're doing today?
Oh, it's a very long zigzagging path. So I want everyone to know that if you just listen to the messages and messengers, you will find that that thread's been going through your entire life. Mm. So for me, human potential, our own personal continuous growth and learning has always been part of my work and life. I was an educator to begin with, a serial entrepreneur, then an intrapreneur, one of the first actually to be called that in the United States. But it was always about what's the future going to look like, right? How can we be at our best potential performance, living our fullest? When I was an educator of adolescents, it was tapping what I thought might not have been tapped yet for them, right? But I didn't call it greatness then. It was just human potential. And there are plenty of others that have written and spoken about human potential, obviously. But as the years went on, when I was in corporate, I was very blessed to end up in retirement planning and services. This is back in the mid-70s. Mm. Early on, I didn't even know what a retirement plan was. I had been an educator, and I was too young to have a pension, so it didn't mean anything to me. But the greatest part of it was, for me, is that I had to be trained and learn about the future and what was coming. And that's where I was trained as a futurist, as well as a strategist.
Oh, wow.
Marketer and business change agent, all of that. So all of it comes together again through the lens of the future and human potential. And what I landed upon was, of course, is we are on the brink of a demographic shift, major.
Yeah. Shift.
And it's not going as noticed as it should be for any of the generations. And it really is. It's the most important thing we can really deal with now. And so that's really how I got into the world of adult development and aging and the future, combining those two things. So I'm known as Leading Gero Futurist. And I say that because for me, I was bifurcated. You know, was I a futurist or was I a gerontologist or was I a master coach? Was I, you know, what was I? And this happens to all of us at various times along our
lives,
right? And so for me, what came together was, of course, just integrate it. The point is you're leading a new movement. And that new movement is to rock our age at every age, to own the longevity. You know, we always talk about in marketing, where's the pain that we can hit, right? What's that place? And somebody just said this to me yesterday, well, boomers don't have a point of pain. And I went, are you kidding me? We have 25 to 30 years left of our lifespan. That's a pain point.
Yeah.
You know, we have to decide, wait a minute, let's step back. Is this where I want to be? Is this who I am? Is this the world I want to be leading or a leader in, right? Mm. And that takes a lot of reflection, reframing, readjustment, and reinvention, right? And so this is the time for that, just on that, on a personal basis, as well as on a business basis.
Yeah.
So have I taken us off track? I hope not.
No, not at all. My final question with that is, so if someone wants to work with you, what does that look like? Do you go in and speak to organizations? Do you speak on stage? Do you go in and coach with an organization? What does that look like if someone would like to work with you?
All of the above.
That's what it sounded like. Okay.
Plus working one-on-one with individuals. Yes.
Great.
I do individual coaching. I do group coaching, masterminds, you know, all of the things that we typically offer people so they can come in and meet me and work with me, because it's a co-creation. All of this always is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Very good.
Reading my books, naturally.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So today we're going to be talking with Karen about her book, The Greatness Challenge. The Ageless Way is another one of your books, correct?
Yes.
And absolutely. Gray is the New Green. So specifically on the Greatness Challenge, how did this book specifically come about for you?
It actually came about last, I'd say, October. I did mm-hmm. not, I am a futurist, but I do not have a crystal ball. We don't read leaves.
Yeah.
We're friends. But in any case, what I was feeling so deeply
yeah.
was a disconnect and a discomfort. And some of it probably some rage, but a lot of different emotions about all the things that were going on, certainly around the world, but especially here in the United States. And I don't care whether you're on, you know, either side of the aisle. All of us don't like what's been going on in terms of where we are as a country
yeah.
and the pain and anguish, et cetera, that we're having. So I felt that if I needed to have something that would be my sort of straight line or North Star, right, during these chaotic times, and they're not going to stop being chaotic. They're going to just
yeah.
get so. That I wanted something that was kind of like a manifesto.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the Greatness Challenge book is about. It's kind of, it's about leading you back to your own signature greatness. Mm-hmm. Back in 2001, what a year to have this happen, of course, but our home, which was also my private office, and all my research, burned down to the ground.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that's traumatic enough. Yeah. But for me, I had been through, my middle name is Reinvention, so I had been through so many shifts and changes and rebounds that I knew what was coming. But what I hadn't quite gotten that I had as a teacher of kids was that, when everything is gone, when you don't have anything else, what you do have what you came in with. You have your own signature DNA greatness. No one can duplicate it, replicate it, or own it. It's yours.
Yep.
And that's what we have to keep reclaiming, because when we can step into who we really are, why we're here, I know why I'm here. I'm doing this work. That's why I'm here. Everything points to that when I look back through my life, and that's true for all of us. So that's what stepping into your greatness is. But when we are visionaries, when we are leaders, when we are sacred activists, when we are change masters, when we are conscious social entrepreneurs, right, it's really hard to fall off track. I mean, sorry, it's really easy to fall off track is
right.
what I want. Really mm-hmm. say in these chaotic times. And that book is to help you come back and stay.
Yeah.
And move forward and be the visionaries that we're meant to be.
Yeah.
And so that's why the subtitle is A Manifesto for Visionaries.
Oh, I love it. Excellent. So let's go through each of the three big ideas that you've selected for this book, and that is the import of the longevity economy. So tell us about the longevity economy.
That's probably the most important thing that your listeners will hear today. And it's through every single thing I write and speak about. This is the most exciting time. I don't care whether you're 19 or you're 91. This is an incredible opportunity for people. And I'm going to read the stat because I don't want to flub it at all.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, go ahead.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So the longevity economy, really AARP coined it, so I won't own it, but I mm-hmm. own it in terms of leveraging it. And that is, it is the sum of all economic activity of serving those in the population or demographic of 50 plus. Right now, it is at $7.1 trillion, but it's projected to rise to $13.5 trillion by 2032. I think it's even going to speed up. But that's a whole lot of cash on the table that's being left if you're not paying attention to it. And I don't want anybody to think it's only, you know, some major cosmetic firm or medical supply firm. It's everyone. If you're a 20-year-old and you are a graphic designer, well, start focusing on how you can bring those skills to this humongous buying audience. Humongous. The potential is phenomenal. There are 106 million of us turning 50 every day in the United States. That's a whole lot of buyers.
Yep.
But this is also true for those of us that may be in career transition now, or at least looking and saying, you know, hey, what do I want to do now? You know, I'm in my 50s. What am I going to do next? I may be where I am, but what's coming? This is the marketplace to take your skills and turn to the business of aging. And I repeat that, I sometimes call it gero business, but the business of aging is exploding. And you in Arizona know this for sure, but it's across the entire globe. So if you're into innovation and technology or medicine or heal, whatever you do, there's a place for you in serving this market. Now, on the other side, if you're someone who's 40 plus, what an opportunity. I want you to know that there's so much opportunity for new careers and new businesses or taking your business to a whole nother level. Mm-hmm. You know, this is when it's kind of like someone gave me a great phrase. It's the main meal now. Yeah. We prepared. We had all the tidbits and the appetizers, you know. This is the main meal, midlife. And I say midlife really is 35 to 70-something these days. Yeah. I don't say 70 is the I don't say 70 is the new 30 or whatever, however that is. That's baloney. I'm 73, and I'm 73, and I'm darn proud of it, yeah. Right? And I know what I know at 73. I wasn't when I was 30. Okay, so I'm not going to be 30 at 73. You know, let's keep kidding ourselves, okay? Yeah. But I expect that one out of four of us is going to live past 90. Some of us will live to 105.
Yeah,
we have the ability to live to 114 and 15. Not too many of us yet. So there's so much ahead of us that to stop now and say you're over the hill at 40, it used to be 30, now in corporate America it's 40. That's bullhunky. We're wasting so much potential. So it's important for the business world and entrepreneurs to hook onto this market and understand what's available, but also to look at the gold mine or the silver mine you have of your employees.
Right.
So that's not over the hill. You know, most of our CEOs and boards are already over 50.
Right.
So, so over the hill is not 30 or 40, right? Mm-hmm. And for younger people, I want you to realize what potential is here. And if you tie this back to the greatness challenge, all of the generations can come together because you don't want to hear you're too young when you're 15 or 20, and you don't want to hear you're too old when you're 90 or 80, right? Or whatever age. So we all have to come together and shift. What we're shifting are based on our values, not our demographics. But because this demographic is so enormous, right, to be followed soon by the millennials taking over, we have to change the world together. We are together the visionaries we've been waiting for.
So well said. And that it's a good transition. You mentioned a little bit earlier is the second big idea is the time is now to step into our signature greatness. So you did touch on this a little bit, but so how does someone really do that? How have you seen that people have been able to step into their greatness? I find sometimes, you know, it takes a major issue that someone has been through, they're laid off from a career, then they start a business, some event that happens where they step into their greatness. So what's your view on that, on how someone can do that?
Well, for one thing, you broke up a little, so I hope I captured your question. And if I didn't, please straighten me out. You can start owning that greatness and beginning to listen to what that intuitive voice is telling you. I had messages all throughout my early years that were pointing me into this direction of working with basically the ageless way, presenting my view of the future and how we should be treating aging on all ages, right? And what the future can be about it, way back. So you have to start going back and saying, wait a minute, what were those signals along the way that I missed? Where are those threads? You have to find out why you're here first. And I know everybody's struggling purpose, 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 but the truth is, if you don't know why you're here, if you don't know what really matters to you, you can't step into your own greatness.
Yeah.
It's so core. But then when you know that, you can say, okay, so that's my why. That's why I'm here. Then you can figure out, okay, who needs my why? How do I respond to that why? How do I then deliver that why? Do you see what I'm saying?
Sure.
So yep. It all goes back to that. So I don't care what age you are, what stage you are, you can start that at any point. And you need to revisit it at every point, especially when you're heading into your 40s and your 50s and beyond, because there's less time.
Right.
So let's really get to it. Don't waste any more time. You know, in my case, I want to beat the clock. Now, no one beats the clock.
Yeah.
But I want to beat it in terms of I want to get this out. It's my legacy to give to others. Yeah.
So
I don't believe you can do this on your own.
Yeah.
And obviously you can work with me, but there are other people to work with. But starting with reading that book will enable you and empower you and give you the tools to start going back into that place, which is your greatness groove. That's what you have to find is your greatness groove. So start there and then look for people that can be your support system, whether it's a mastermind, whether it's an individual, doesn't matter. It's all of the above, you know, to get you there. And not to be afraid. You know, it's okay to be fearful, but so what? It's new. If it wasn't new, you wouldn't be afraid. So go for it at any age. Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. Such a good point. Excellent. So let's go into the third big idea here. And then at the end, I'll have you share where people can connect with you and find your book. So the third idea here is that the new story of aging across generations, the future, what do you see as the future of aging?
Okay. I think that this nonsense where we pit demographics or generations against each other is just that. It's marketing nonsense. Mm. It has no reality, right? What's so beautiful, and I can point it out in the best way, I guess, using boomers and millennials, right? Mm-hmm. The values of both of those, in a stereotypical, generalized way, of course, are so similar. Mm-hmm. When I see the openness of millennials to diversity, I'm blown away. Mm-hmm. I'm an open, you know, welcoming person. By comparison, I have so much to learn.
Yep.
So much to learn. But at the same time, I've also fallen and gotten up enough times and have gained enough wisdom that I have something to share. So it's the coming together across those generations that's going to change this world, that's going to make it a far better place than what it was when we got here.
Yeah,
that's
very
how
well
I
said.
Yeah. Very, very much so. But it means both groups coming together. Mm-hmm. You know, my entire team is virtual, and they're all far younger than I am, and I love it because they really juice me, and I kick their butt. So, you know, together we're fantastic. That's what we have to do to change the world, is bring that together. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Very well said. Awesome. Well, thank you, Karen. I encourage everyone to get Karen's book, The Greatness Challenge. And where can people find your book and also connect with you if they want to follow or reach out to you?
Well, I hope they get all three of the books. If you're a road warrior and you just don't read long books, I have a son like this, then Graze the New Green is probably the book you want to read about the future for your career and your business. All right? It's a quickie, and then you can go read the others, all right?
Yeah.
The Greatness Challenge is for everybody because it is about getting into your greatness group for everyone. And The Ageless Way is really a source book. It is meant to be read and savored, not gulped.
Mm.
But it is the sort of the expose of the old story that brought in ageism across the ages, and the new story and the incredible story of the opportunities we have ahead. But you have to really want to get into it and really move, and you will. It'll shift you tremendously. Yeah. All of these books, I've written 11, but those are the last three. And they are on my site, KarenSands.com, KarenSands. com. You can also get them on Amazon directly, either place, fine. I blog, I have a newsletter, I do all kinds of good things. So just check out my site and you'll see much more there. And of course, you can reach me at any time, Karen@KarenSands.com. Ask me what you like. I'll see if I can direct you.
Very good. Well, thank you, Karen. I really appreciate your time and sharing these ideas with us here today.
I love talking about it with you. Thank you, Jeremy.
Yeah, you're welcome. For all the listeners, thank you for listening or watching today. You can go to get the show notes for this episode. We'll link up all the resources, and you can go to connect with our community and get all the resources at thebookdistrict.com. Thanks, everyone, for listening or watching, and we will see you next time. Thanks. Bye for now.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.